Simon & Schuster Audio presents Star Trek Discovery, Die Standing, by John Jackson Miller. Based on Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry, and Star Trek Discovery, created by Brian Fuller and Alex Kurtzman. Read by January Lavoie. To Brent, on catching a quarter century of my misspellings. An emperor ought to die standing. Vespasian, June 23rd, AD 79, as reported by Suetonius, The Lives of the 12 Caesars. Overture, The Officer and the Emperor. With bronze as a mirror, one can correct his appearance. With history as a mirror, one can understand the rise and fall of a state. With good men as a mirror, one can see whether he is right or wrong. Emperor Taizong of Tang, Earth, 643. Never turn your back to a Terran, regardless of station. For inside every one of us is an emperor waiting to rule. I started as an educator. The lesson I teach today? It only takes one Terran to turn reality upside down and change the future. Emperor Hoshi Sato, Terra, 2155. Chapter 1. 2233. USS Archimedes. Near the Taganta system.
This isn't the Kobayashi Maru, Captain. This is real.
I know the difference, the captain snarled. Now take your seat.
Lieutenant Philippa Georgiou sat down, but that didn't mean she would stand down. There were living beings on the freighter far ahead of Starship Archimedes, and they were in distress. The panic in the voices that had hailed her vessel sounded genuine, and the life signs the young officer was seeing on her display were waning. That was reason enough to help, except for the added complication, where the freighter in question happened to be. Georgiou appealed to the navigator.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?